Another one. How's it going? Unemployment Hour Bonus Train. Another ironic edition of the Unemployment Hour Bonus Train, or just the Unemployment Hour brand of grown men coloring. It's ironic because I may allegedly, as you might be able to hear the sounds, the dulcet sounds of a tractor that have been dubbed into the podcast sounds. I may allegedly be at work right now doing an Unemployment Hour Bonus Train. Another train, going on my destination, going to my next stop, which is actually home for lunch. And there's another train. It just finished now. So I'm clogging up traffic that's already clogged up. With a tractor on a train. So yeah, okay. Perhaps I will do a full-out actual Unemployment Hour instead of just a short little bonus train. I'm sure that it's getting a little boring and old. There's been a lot of bonus trains lately. It seems to be just a thing. Maybe because I'm driving around the city a lot more because of work and such, that maybe I'm hitting more trains because I'm covering more of the city. I don't know, but anyways, yeah. Unemployment Hour, how's it going? Ladies and gentlemen, another ironic edition. No effects to decline to open our show. So sorry about that, but at the same time, perhaps I won't be risking getting sued. How you doing? How was your weekend? The latest episode of the Unemployment Hour just came out online on Monday, so I wanted to get that out on Friday so that you guys had it to listen to before your weekend. Oh, nope, I'm not going to change lanes there. This is quite irritating, taking a tractor down 51st Street. But yes, I'll make do. At least I'm pretty big, so if anyone hits me, it's probably not going to be fun for them. don't worry, I'm hands-free, by the way. This isn't a big risk in terms of distracted driving. I mean, I'm talking, but I could be schizophrenic and talking to myself anyway, so how dangerous can that be? Walk for Alzheimer's Amphitheater, River Landing Park. Neat. So yeah, I guess that's an ad for that. $5 pita of the day at Extreme Pita. Try it today. I've heard that Extreme Pita is shit compared to Pita Pit. I don't think I've ever had it. How bad could it be? Pitas, how do you fuck up a pita? Pitas are delicious. So I imagine that it's pretty good. So $5 pita, not a bad deal. Lindy Canada is looking for a driver. This is the ads portion of the Unemployment Hour. Anyways, hope your weekend was good. Sorry the Unemployment Hour, when I recorded on Friday, didn't get released on Friday, but now you're hearing it on Monday, and this one, hopefully you'll hear sooner rather than later, but there was a lot of bonus trains that came out before this. So by the time you hear this, it might be like Wednesday or Thursday. I don't know. I'm trying to keep the material coming. Hasn't been many grown men colorings lately. I gotta talk to Scott, Bob, or Chris about that. And we'll do an episode of that. I'll maybe send Bob a text today, and Chris as well, see if they want to go tomorrow or Wednesday. Maybe we can talk about problems of the world and how we're going to solve them. I need to talk to Bob about big announcement here on the Unemployment Hour. Found out on Thursday, we went to our appointment. We got like this test done to make sure there was no problems or issues with the baby. And we also find out the gender as well. And they're pretty sure it's going to be a boy. So that's exciting. I hate to say it kind of makes me sound like a dick, but I did have a preference, and that preference was met. That happened. I was hoping for a boy, and I it's going to be a boy. They think. It's not they think as in they thought they saw a penis on an ultrasound, and they could be wrong about it. They found a Y chromosome in there somewhere. So basically when I said they think it's going to be a boy, that would bar any like paperwork mistakes or, you know, the kid coming out as transgender right from the get-go, which I don't, I mean, that, yeah. So basically they're pretty sure it's going to be a boy, and by pretty sure they're like, sure. But yeah, it's super exciting. I'm happy with that. I kind of felt like a little bit of a dick, because like, you know, when you have, I don't know if you guys ever find this, but when you want something one way, do you kind of feel like a dick when you get it? Like if it does go your way, are you kind of like, I mean, I'm happy it went this way, but like, you know, am I, obviously the most important thing is healthy and happy. And that's what you care for more than anything. But my friend, shout out to my friend Nate Uselak, great racquetball player, training partner and friend. He said, his phrase that he said is, all you're hoping for is happy, healthy, and has a penis. And I thought that was a funny thing to say. But do you ever feel like kind of a dick when you do get your way on something? I was very happy to hear, but I wasn't like honking my horn, running up and down the halls, yelling USA and going nuts and giving fist bumps, because, you know, you got to be humble about it, act like you've been there before, as they say. You got to be reserved about that. You know, I was happy, but I didn't want to be a dick and act like a dick. And you know, you feel a little bit like a dick when you get your way. So there was kind of that, but obviously, like I said, I'm very, very happy. And now the thought process going forward is just, how do I not let this kid turn out like a psycho, like his old man, turn into a psycho? How do I navigate a brand new child, a brand new boy, through the world with likely a lot of the issues that I have? He's probably going to have a downspout. He's probably going to have a little dick. I don't know if you guys have heard me talk about my dick before, but it's little. It's like half. I don't know if I wasn't circumcised or if it was just botched. But I have a little bit of foreskin, but like my foreskin doesn't cover my entire penis. Like it's just, it's kind of, it's like a tube. It's like I'm wearing a tube. It doesn't look like an anteater, but it doesn't really have, you gotta like peel back to see the like the head part. So it's either a half circ, a botched circumcision, or I just came out with less foreskin than most kids. I guess I would appreciate it if that's what ended up happening, because I do think that circumcision is barbaric, and we will not be circumcising our boy, our baby boy. If he grows up later in life and decides that he wants to be circumcised, then he is more than welcome to do that on his own time. But we will not be doing that ourselves, because, yeah, I think that it's a barbaric, kind of fucked up thing. Yeah, there's arguments for and against it. Apparently a lot of the medical arguments in favor of circumcision have since been debunked. There's the Adam Carolla on his podcast. I remember his stance on circumcision was that it's hard enough out there for a boy to get laid. There's a lot of dicks out there that are trying to find pussies. And when your dick looks weird, it's going to be that much harder. I feel like, for one, I think it's more and more of a common practice nowadays to not circumcise a kid. So maybe the uncircumcised cock will not be so weird as time goes by, because I think more and more parents are electing to go without circumcision. And also, I think that if you're at the point where a lady is seeing your penis, It's probably pretty much in the bag. I don't know, you know, all the foreplay and game and, you know, being nice and being charming and being funny. All the stuff that gets you to the point where you're taking off your pants and exposing your unit to a female. I don't know that all of a sudden foreskin is just a game ender. And that's just the get. And if it is, then maybe that's not the kind of girl that you want to be getting down with anyways. I think that scars and like herpes and rashes and stuff on your unit would maybe be a game changer and would maybe keep you out of the vagina. But I don't know that just some extra skin hanging down and your penis looking like an anteater is the change and the be all and the end all. So yeah, I guess chime in on your thoughts on circumcision, or don't. I don't really want to hear them. I think it's a pretty cut and dry argument, but I guess I'm interested to hear what you guys think. It is kind of it's always funny to talk about dicks. So yeah, I guess yeah. Who am I kidding? Nobody's gonna chime in any responses to anything. But yeah, it's I'm getting more and more excited. It's still a ways away, so I'm not totally freaking out yet. But am I yelling? Am I talking too loud? I'm talking over these tractor sounds that I've dubbed into the audio. So I don't know if I'm yelling loud or not loud enough. I don't know. Yeah, I guess you can turn your headphones down if my volume is uncomfortable. But it's exciting. I'm just trying to, you know, how do I manage my temper to not be a bad influence? How do I? It's just thinking about, you know, what do I got to do to be a better dad? How can I? You know, it's an interesting. Interesting, all-encompassing, I don't know if that's the right word, it's an interesting, very, what's the word for like when something's a lot to take on? It's fuck, maybe I need more sleep, this is gonna bug me. I don't know if you guys are screaming through your headphones or not. Word when something is very it's overwhelming, is that the right word? And I don't know if I'm overwhelmed, but it's ominous, or I don't know, but it's a lot. But I'm excited. It's gonna be a cool thing. And yeah, it was cool. I got drunk this weekend. It was our dodgeball wind up, and I drank mostly vodka waters. I had some beer and vodka waters. I did not even really get all that drunk, and I got home before midnight, so maybe I'm getting the hang of this dad thing. Maybe I'm going in the right direction. I'm starting to get in that right frame of mind. So I got someone puked on my shoes, and it wasn't even me. There were two people that puked at this dodgeball windup, and neither one of them was me, and my shoes got puked on. Luckily, those shoes were pretty much done. Usually, I'm not ever one to throw something away. I'm always trying to reuse and recycle as much as possible, but I went home with no shoes on that night. I just said, yeah, you know, I think I'm just gonna leave those. They're pretty much worn down enough. They were starting to hurt my feet whenever I would like run in them and stuff. So I just kind of left them, and I think I'm okay with that. I did like those shoes a lot, but they were quite a bit older, and I'm gonna miss them. But they got puked on, and I think sometimes you just gotta let sleeping dogs lie. Is that the right saying? Sometimes you just gotta let pukey shoes go in the garbage. And I wasn't even the one that threw them out. Is that bad of me? Should I have? I mean, it wasn't very nice to make the hosts clean the shoes up. But I didn't puke on them, so should I have thrown them away, or will they be there if we ever go to a party at the host house again, will those pukey shoes be like a reminder and a ornament and a celebratory, like a trophy or a souvenir of sorts? It was like salad. It was very like, it was a lot of vegetables. I think the pukey ate a good diet, or at least ate a good amount of salad that day. So, I'm not, no judgment at all. I'm not talking shit at all. I've puked. I don't know that I've puked on many shoes, but I've done my fair share of puking. So, I am not in any way, shape, or form judging anyone for puking. It's not quite time for me to go to for lunch yet. So, I guess I'm going to talk up on the podcast a little more. I'm going to inspect some diamonds. It has rained today, so I'm going to see if anything needs to be groomed at all, or if it's too wet and I can't get on them. But anyways, yeah, puking happens. Tell me your stories about puking. What's the craziest thing I've ever... I puked while driving before. I was driving... I had gotten drunk the night before. It was during it was after everyone was out of the double selection event in Saskatoon one time, and we all got ripper and loaded together. And the next morning I was driving somewhere in my parents' old green Dodge Caravan 94. Was it a 93 or 94? Green Dodge Caravan van. And I'm driving along, and all of a sudden I got a puke, and I grabbed a bucket. And I puked in that bucket while I drove. And I don't think I might have got a little bit on the steering wheel, if I remember right, but I don't think I did. I think I hit the target. Another time, after a racquetball tournament, we were all out. We got rip-roaring loaded. And I was convinced that I was going to wake up feeling splendid, because I had a few other past examples where the way to not get a hangover was you didn't go to bed until you felt sober. So I stayed up really late, and I felt like I was totally sober when I went to sleep. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to be hungover at all. I'm going to feel so great in the morning. This is going to be awesome. And I woke up in the morning to take a piss, and I had to grab a bucket, and I puked in that bucket while I was still standing up. And shout out to our friend Mike Vera. He saw this and he said, yeah, I gotta give you props for that. I've never seen somebody puke while standing up before. Into a bucket while standing up. I spent the entire rest of that night. I don't think I flew out until rest of that day. I don't think I flew out until well later that night. I think it was quite a while later. And I spent the majority of that day lying down on a couch and throwing up when I needed to. It was awful. I finally maybe ate some food at the very end of, kind of right before getting on the plane and whatnot. But yeah, I don't know that I can prove that. It looks kind of wet, and I might leave tracks in it. How's that hockey rink coming along? Looks like they're making headway on it. And yeah, I finally started to, but that was maybe up until that point one of the most hungover I'd ever been. And there was definitely probably worse hangovers at that. I'm pretty good about hangovers lately, though. I find I've definitely drank more than that and gotten sicker. There's two instances that come to mind where I almost died. I'm not proud of it, by the way. This is not good stuff. But that time when I threw up standing up was one of the most hungover I've ever been. I was very hungover the first time that I almost died from drinking. One night I decided to slam a Mickey of Long Island iced tea. I think I drank almost the whole thing in like 10 minutes. I don't remember this, by the way. I was already drunk. You always think that you're indestructible when you drink when you're already drunk, and I was already drunk. And apparently I started just dieseling this little Mickey of Long Island iced tea. I don't remember doing this. And I woke up the next morning in my dad's truck with him next to me, "Did you soil yourself, son?" I told him no, but I did. I soiled myself. I smelled my shorts and my underwears later, and I had indeed soiled myself. I called my baseball coach at the time and told him I wasn't going to be able to make it to practice. And he asked me if I had been drinking last night. And I told him that I had been. And he said, "Well, I think you should come." And I said, "Okay." And I got in my car. I was definitely still drunk when I got in my car. I drove to a ballpark, swerving around. I might have almost hit something. I don't know that I almost hit another car, but I might have almost ran into something. I got to the ballpark. There was nobody there. I had went to the wrong ballpark, and I didn't know what ballpark we were at, so I just parked the car and slept for probably a few hours. And then I got back home, and my parents had invited me, or sorry, my friends had invited me out to do something, and I was grounded. I was not allowed to be coming out, so I slept some more, and I had to get up to umpire a baseball game at 6:30, and I was still incredibly hungover. In between, after every inning, after every half inning, when the teams were warming up to get ready for the next half inning, the pitcher was throwing his warm-up pitches and whatnot, I laid down next to the backstop, curled in the fetal position, and came out when it was time, called balls and strikes, and every half inning went back to the solace of the backstop, curled up in the fetal position, and had little mini naps until it was time to ump baseball again. The game was almost over. I had almost survived the whole thing. And before the ending of the game, I managed to puke on the plate. I puked on the plate while umpiring the baseball game. It was very close. It was almost like the last half inning. And it was a blowout. They were almost at 10 up after 5, and I threw up. And the both teams asked, you know, we could call this game now, you know, it's not close, and, you know, we're almost done anyways, we could just call the game. And at this point, no, I'm like, no, we can finish, I feel fine now, I feel really great. And that was true, I felt much better, and I was able to ump the rest of the game, the final half inning or whatever it ended up being, and then that was it. And it took my parents, especially my mom, quite a while to forgive me for that one, because it was the first time that my parents ever knowingly witnessed me getting drunk, and especially getting really sick from being drunk. They had to pick me up. I was going to be staying over at Bob's house, and I got so drunk that Bob couldn't take care of me anymore. I kept rolling over onto my back, and he was trying to keep me on my side so I wouldn't die. And eventually he said, "All right, yeah, Uncle Ken, you gotta pick up Lee. He's sick. I can't take care of him anymore. He's fucked." So yeah, he called my father. My father is his nickname for my friends. My friends call him Uncle Ken, because that's kind of his thing that they call him, and he wanted to be as endearing as possible. And even though this was a terrible time, when he had somewhat contributed to his kid getting drunk, he wanted to be as cordial and everything as he can. And yeah, he called and said, "Yeah, you need to come pick up Lee. I can't look after him anymore. He keeps rolling over. I don't want him to die. You need to take him home." So my dad came and took me home and slept in the truck with, or probably didn't sleep at all. He probably just stayed up the whole time, making sure his son didn't die. He probably just sat in the driver's side of the truck while his idiot son was passed out in the passenger seat. And probably just made sure I didn't throw up. Just sat watching me, worried, really worried the whole time. And then I finally woke up and he asked me if I had soiled myself. And I indeed had. But I lied. I lied to my own father. I don't know that I did it knowingly or not. I think my assumption was that I didn't soil myself. I thought it was kind of a peculiar question for him to be asking me. But indeed, I had soiled myself. So yeah, this has been another episode of the Unemployment Hour with a little bit of a bonus train intro in there. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you had a fun time. Short and sweet. Catch you next time. Catch you on the flippy flip. Have a good one. Hope you've been enjoying the steady material. The steady release of material that's been going on. I need to visit my puppy Charlie now. He needs to piss. I'm home for lunch. So, until next time, keep fit and have fun. Now, till next time, enjoy it. And I will talk to you later. I'll see you later.